It's the Theory Theory on POTUS.
If the government shuts down, does anybody win? I'm John Fury. Washington is abuzz with the possibility that the federal government might shut down when the current spending authority expires on March 4th. The last time the government shut down for an extended period was in 1996, when Bill Clinton battled Newt Gingrich over the size and scope of the budget. I was working for Tom DeLay back then, and I saw firsthand the negotiations. Most pundits believed then, and believe now, that Gingrich lost that battle because Clinton got reelected in 1996. And in the short term, Republicans did lose the public relations war. But if you take a longer view, Republicans accomplished many of their fiscal and political goals. They actually did balance the budget 2 short years later, and by the end of the century, the government was actually running a surplus. They also forced Bill Clinton to sign welfare reform, their signature issue from the contract with America. And from a political perspective, Republicans kept control for a full decade after that government shutdown, the longest time period that Republicans have ever kept control of the House. Indeed, Republicans might have lost the short-term PR battle, but they won the long-term PR war. These days, congressional Democrats are salivating over the possibility that once again, Republicans will be blamed for closing down the government. In fact, that's all the Democrats can talk about. But I think they should be very careful in what they wish for. The last government shutdown helped to usher in a solid decade of congressional dominance for House Republicans. That is a lot of long-term gain for a relatively short period of PR pain. Nobody wants to shut down the government, but Democrats who assume that a government shutdown will be a bonus for them ought to think again.
The Fury Theory is on POTUS.